8:12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. Glad you could join us. And it is Tuesday at 8:10, so it's time for Living Gracefully with Todd Doherty from Woodland Terrace Senior Residences. Good morning, Todd Doherty. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good to talk to you again here.
I know.
I mean, we were last Tuesday and then Friday for the longest day broadcast that we did, which went very well. Hopefully, we created some awareness and information and educated some people on the on Alzheimer's and dementia. But you're in today because we want to talk about exercising as you get older and the sometimes it even gets to be a little bit more difficult for some older people to be able to exercise on a set what I would consider a semi-regular basis, I guess. But just having some good movement, some good exercise is important, right?
You know, it is important. With the weather getting nicer, it's a reminder that, you know, now's the time of year that we're able to actually get outside here in southwestern Michigan and do more things outside. So I thought exercise was a good topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's so important. So it impacts so many different pieces of our health, and it's a great way to even manage some chronic illnesses that we may have or help prevent future illnesses.
So you've done some research, obviously.
I did.
Which you must just love doing research because you're always you're always looking for things, and I mean that in a serious note. In that it's you always bring good information, but research takes time, and that's important though.
It is. So it's actually really interesting to me too. And these are conversations that we often have with families, residents. So they're helpful. The conversations that we have every day in what I do every day. So
sure.
It's fun to exercise and get more. I mean, exercise my brain and get more knowledge.
There you go. So what'd you find out about exercising?
The article that I posted on our website basically has four different things to look at when it comes to exercise. Talks about endurance. So any kind of an endurance activity that will raise your heart rate. The other big thing is breathing too. So I struggle with this at the gym. I work out with a trainer twice a week. And you know, when I'm doing really heavy cardio exercises or some heavy weightlifting exercises, I often forget to breathe, and my trainer's constantly reminding me, like, breathe, breathe, breathe. Like,
really? That's surprising.
And so the importance, you know, I'm pushing heavy weight, and I'm, like, holding my breath because I think somehow that's going to help. He's like, no, if you breathe through it, you're going to actually be able to do much better. So any exercise that really raises your heart rate, so it can be walking, quickly walking, it can be a stationary bike, you know, kind of whatever fits where you're at and what you're capable of doing. But any kind of exercise that can raise your heart rate is good for your heart. One of the things that I do at the gym is we do this interval where I'll do the rowing machine or I'll do the treadmill or I'll do the bike. And, you know, it's for 3 minutes. I'm pushing myself as hard as I can. And then for a minute, I'm just going at a very normal, slower pace, kind of letting my heart rate come down, like back up, back down.
Right.
Kind of really exercising my heart.
Now, is there, and I know you're not a physical therapist or you play one here on the radio, but but is there like a certain period in your exercise experience, Todd? I mean, okay, you want to bring the heart rate up for like a certain period of time and then try to work it back down and then work it back up. You don't want to keep it at a high rate for a long period of time, in other words.
You don't. So I don't have the articles with me, and this I have done a lot of research on for my own use. Depending on your age and depending on what it is you're looking to get from it,
right,
you can find a lot of different articles that give you recommendations for what that range should be that you get your heart rate up to and for how long. So if you're looking to lose weight, if you're looking to maintain weight, if you're looking to build muscle, if you're looking
sure.
just to work out your heart, you can find information that I'm not going to even try to pretend like I remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gives you those different ranges you want to be in. And it's good to monitor that too while you're doing it. So you're not exceeding that heart rate range that you're working your heart rate up to. You don't want to have a heart attack at the gym.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you and I've talked about this before, you know, some people when they retire, it's like, okay, because work, especially if you're doing physical activity for work, that can increase your heart rate. But unfortunately, there are some people that enter the retirement years and they, you know, want to just sit back in the recliner and kind of take it easy. I've worked all my life. I'm going to take it easy now. But you still need to keep that activity going so that you keep that heart rate going up and just stay a little more physically fit as opposed to, you know, just sitting around and doing a whole lot of nothing, which is fun from time to time. Don't get me wrong.
It is. But the old cliche holds true that if you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Another one is strength training. So I think a lot of people have the misperception that if you're strength training, that you're going to the gym and you're lifting 300 pounds and you're bench pressing 300 pounds. There's a lot of different things you can do for strength training. It can be something as simple as 5-pound weights. It can be resistant bands. And there's a lot of different things you can do depending on where you're at. So there's exercises you can do with weight training, with resistant bands and like light weights, like 5 pounds, that you can do while you're sitting in a chair. So there's lots of different variations you can do for that strength training. And that strength training helps build your muscles, you know, your arms, your legs. One of the four things talked about in this article is balance.
Right.
And balance is so important, especially as we get older, because balance becomes more challenging. The consequence of falls becomes more serious. So anything we can do to strengthen our muscles, however little or much you think it may be, is really important to make sure we're doing.
Yeah, and even if you don't have, you know, weights at home, I've even read, and Mom did this as well, she would just go grab some cans of vegetables from the cabinet and just use those to sit in a chair and just, you know, do some lifting with just some vegetables. She'd put it, you know, up over her head and just do some arm bending and do some of those things. If she was sitting on the couch, she would just lift her legs up and down a few times, just using the natural weight of her legs just to try to keep movement going.
Yes. Another big one is flexibility. Mm-hmm. So yoga, Pilates are all things that are kind of suggested. And with yoga, there's so many different forms of yoga and variations to the different poses and types of yoga you can do. So it really can be accommodated to kind of wherever you're at. I know the yoga classes that I've gone to, you know, I have always been a beginner for the 15 years I've done yoga. But the thing that's nice about yoga classes is, you know, with every pose or everything you're doing, there's variations of what you can do. So you can make it as simple or as difficult as you're wanting it to be.
Right.
And really maintaining that as much flexibility and movement in our joints is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last one that we kind of touched on was balance. So balance is extremely important. Tai Chi is the other thing that they talk about as being good for flexibility.
And I've heard of it. I'm not real familiar with Tai Chi, though.
So I am not as familiar with Tai Chi. I have never done Tai Chi. So yoga, Tai Chi, and Pilates are the three things they suggest for balance.
Mm-hmm. That's some good information.
And they suggest things, too. Like, so if you're out hiking, walking poles. So one of the things that we've talked with my dad about is, because my dad is extremely unsteady on his feet, is, you know, I don't think he's ready to use a walker. I don't think he's at a place that he would remember to use a walker. But when he's out walking, we've tried to get him to start using walking poles because that helps stabilize you as you're walking.
It really does.
So there's lots of different devices that you can use in your exercise to help you wherever you're at the level you're at.
Do you find in your experience, Todd, if somebody's using the poles or, you know, like you said, your dad's not ready to use a walker quite yet, if somebody's recovering from a procedure or surgery or something like that and they're required to use a walker for a little while, you don't want to become dependent on something to assist you in your walking if you're still able to walk, because if you become dependent on it, that can be a bad thing as well, though, right?
That is true. So you always want to make sure that you're striving to reach whatever your highest potential is.
Right.
So I know a lot of times post-surgery, you know, a lot of people will go to rehab, like inpatient rehab afterwards. We have residents come back to us after inpatient rehab and continue on with physical therapy. I would definitely, you know, recommend that you follow your physical therapist's instructions. But their whole goal is to get you to whatever that greatest potential is you're going to be.
Right.
So maybe it's not walking independently, but maybe it's walking with a cane versus a walker.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really trying to get to that next step, whatever that maximum step is that you're able to get to. Because you can become dependent. You know, you see people that have surgeries and, you know, the first step is a wheelchair. And it's really easy to become dependent on that wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's encouraged, even short distances. So if I'm in a wheelchair, it's encouraging me to walk short distances with my walker. If I'm with a walker, to walk short distances with, you know, a cane or a walking stick, whatever it may be. So maybe it's not every day, all day that you're now walking with a walking stick or a walker or a cane, but as much as possible to not be using the walker or to not be using the wheelchair or whatever that next step is
right,
for you.
Right. I mean, the important thing, though, is safety. Like you said, a fall could be, could cause more damage or more harm than using a walking stick. So run down the four things again about the benefits of exercising for older adults.
The first thing is endurance. The second one is strength. The third one is flexibility. The fourth one is balance. And as you just touched on, the very end of the article says a sturdy chair is your friend.
Yeah.
So don't hesitate to grab a sturdy chair and use that for balance while you're going through your different exercises.
Yeah. And like we said, the important thing is to certainly just be safe at what you're doing. And then if you're looking to start some sort of an exercise routine, I would guess you'd want to suggest checking with your physician to make sure maybe they can give you some recommendations on different things.
I would definitely check with your physician. If you're able, if it's something that's in your budget, I think it's great to work out with a trainer. I think there's a lot, you know, we're lucky in this area. We have the Bridgman Aquatic Center. We have the YMCA. Pools are great places to do exercise. It creates more stability.
Right.
So yeah, I would definitely check with your doctor and check what your options are.
Have you ever done a workout in a pool?
I have not, but we have had several residents over the course of our history that have gone to the Bridgman Aquatic Center.
Right.
For their water aerobics.
I have not myself. I mean, I swim every once in a while, but it is, I've heard that it really is a good workout for you.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
To do something like that. So the information you just shared, and for lots more information, we can always go to...
If you go to woodlandterrace.com, this article is posted in our resource section, and any information about Woodland Terrace is there on the website. You can call us. You can stop in anytime.
Okay. And you're currently accepting guests at the...
Bridgman location and the Niles location.
Bridgman and Niles. So welcoming guests at both of those locations as well. That's Living Gracefully for this Tuesday here on Taking the Lead. Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace. As always, thanks, Todd, for coming in.
Thanks, Ray.
We'll talk to you soon. So.